Okay, so now we're ready for a lesson on print-on-demand. Now, print-on-demand literally revolutionized the publishing, book publishing business when it came along. And it really also catalyzed all the self-publishers out there who had been struggling with this whole book distribution system and the offset printing and buying 2,000 copies and sticking them in your garage and then trying to figure out how to sell them. And that whole world that we had been in up until the point print-on-demand became a practical option for self-publishers. Okay, so print-on-demand, as we talked about in the earlier modules, is a xerographic method of printing books without ink, uses toner, and combines kind of a black and white copying type machine with a color copier with nice finishes, and they print the covers on one and the insides on the other, put them together, and it's now economically feasible to produce one book at a time. And this allows you to get into a situation where every book you sell is paid for before it's printed. Now think about that. That's pretty amazing. So what I want to do in this lesson is give you an overview of how this whole print-on-demand system works. And then we're going to step through that process, and then we're going to go backwards through it to see how the money flows. So strap on your seatbelts. Okay, so let's start off somewhere. I've got all my stuff here, but it keeps moving places sometimes. Okay, so once again, we're going to start off with you. The author and publisher, you're happy, you've got your book out. And you're ready to go into business. Okay, so you've picked, instead of a printer now or a distributor, you've now selected a print-on-demand vendor. And that print-on-demand vendor is going to be your point of reference for the whole print-on-demand universe. And obviously, most of these books are sold online, although they're not restricted to online sales. They're just books like any other books. But as we talked about in an earlier module, print-on-demand really has a combination of two elements. It combines digital printing of books with print-on-demand distribution. So, when you pick your vendor, that's a big decision. This is going to be your POD vendor, and they're going to be both your printer and your distributor at the same time. So, they've combined the two functions in one company. Now, actually, printing the books and doing this distribution doesn't always happen together like any other publisher or contractor. They can send the books to be printed somewhere else. That's not important. So, what you do is you decide on your vendor, and then you're going to generate a file for the cover and a file for the interior, and you're going to upload those to the print-on-demand vendor's servers. And they will sit there with all the other bazillions of books they have on their servers, and they're just files. Once you've proofed them and made sure they're okay, they go up for sale. Now, this print-on-demand vendor puts out a feed, and it issues a feed of all the titles that are available that are coming in from publishers like you. And of course, people who are interested in picking those titles up would be retailers, online retailers, bookstores, whoever it is. All the different people who retail books get on that feed so they can find out these new titles coming down the chute. Some of these retailers are very large. Some of them are very small, but they're all on that feed. Now, the fact of the matter is that there are a lot of people out who like to shop at different retailers. And they each go to their retailer choice, and maybe this is an online retailer, and this buyer finds your book at that retailer, and they hit the big buy button. That's the magic moment, isn't it? It's the one we want. We want people to go to there and hit that buy now button, add to cart, and that sets off the whole print-on-demand system. So now we've got you, your books are there at the POD, they're in the feed, you may be doing things to stimulate people to go to that retailer and buy that book. Whatever happens, this person decides to buy the book and they hit that button. So the retailer transmits the order to the POD vendor because they know that's where they're going to get the book. The POD vendor, of course, prints one copy of the book. Now, what happens then depends. And there are various ways to go at this point. And this is actually going to become a critical point when we get a little farther down the road here. But you need to understand it. The print-on-demand vendor could be asked by the retailer to print the book and then drop ship it. And what that means is a third party ships the book to the ultimate recipient. In that case, the print-on-demand vendor is the third party. The person bought the book from the retailer, and the retailer asked a third party, in this case the POD vendor, to drop ship the book. That's done a lot. On the other hand, the retailer could say, print this book, send it back to us, and we will ship it ourselves, saving money to the customer. This is going to become important later. For now, what we see is that books are listed, books are picked up by retailers, people order books, the books are printed in response to the demand. Now, how about the money? Let's go back to our $10 book. I know this is groundbreaking. I've actually broken out another color, so bear with me here. I'm kind of playing it fast and loose. So we know that our sample book, a 200-page 6x9 paperback, is going to cost $3.50 to produce by a print-on-demand vendor. Now, the print-on-demand vendor, when they issue their feed, they're going to also issue a discount that you've set, because when you signed up and uploaded your files, you set a discount. Let's say you set the discount to 40%, which is pretty typical, because as we saw in an earlier lesson, if you want to sell your books to bookstores, they're pretty much going to demand a minimum 40% discount. So if you go any lower on your discount, you're just kind of going to cut out all the bookstore sales. Now, that may be your strategy. In fact, that's my strategy. I do a lot. I go for the short discount. We'll talk about that a little bit later in this lesson. Okay, so 40%. They say, any one of you retailers who wants this book, pay us 40% of the retail price and we'll print one and ship it to you. So this retailer selling your book, let's say, at the full $10 retail, and they collect the $10 and they send $6 back with their order to the print-on-demand vendor, because that's 40% off $10. They have to send the $6 with the order to get the print-on-demand vendor to actually produce the book. The print-on-demand vendor subtracts the $3.50 that it costs to print the book from the $6 it receives, and it deposits in your account $2.50 profit to you. That's your money. Now, here is the thing I love about print-on-demand. First of all, this $2.50, as we know, is double the profit that we were talking about on the offset book. We did the same exercise in the last lesson. Here's the second thing I really like about this. See, once you've uploaded your files and you've been through that process and they're sitting there, you see, you're disconnected now. You're just sitting there, and every time somebody rings this bell and goes through the system, money drops into your account. It's completely automatic. So, not only that, since you only have one layer of discounting, you don't have to give up that 55, 65, 75% that we saw was absolutely necessary to get into book distribution in our previous model, the offset printed bookstore model. So if you restrict yourself to online retailers, you never deal directly with any bookstores or distributors, and you let your print-on-demand vendor manufacture the books and collect the payments and drop them into your account, what happens is every month you get a check. All you have to do is keep writing books and learn how to market them, and you have the beginning of a viable business here. So that's the overview of print-on-demand and why it revolutionized the world of self-publishing. Because you see, once you do that upload, if you can make it to that point, and it doesn't have to cost you a lot of money to do that, but if you can make it to that point, from that point on, all the money is flowing in your direction, if you know what I mean. Now, what I'd like to do next is we're going to go back over to the mind map and take a look at some of the principal print-on-demand vendors and see what you're going to run into when you go out there into the market.